Okay, we are on Yud Amid Beis. Today's daf is Daf Yud Aleph. Yud Amid Beis, let us start from, we're up to Tashma. Tashma is about halfway down on Yud Amid Beis. I think that's what we're up to, one of the Tashmas. You know what, let's go back a few lines just so that we remember what we're up to. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, right across from where it says Lakaman Chavav Amid Aleph. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, about halfway down. Go through this quickly. Mutu lishan bakila besukkah. Afal pishi yesh lagag. You let it sleep in a kepi in a sukkah, even though it has a roof. That's not a problem of a hefsek ohel. Vahu she'ena gavo asara. As long as the canopy that you're in is less than 10 tefachim high, you're allowed to be in it in the sukkah. And that's still considered in the sukkah. Tashma yesh bakila besukkah liyasei chavaso. We have a brisa that says, if you sleep in a kila in a sukkah, you're not yotzei. So hakamai eskinim v'kashim. We're talking about where it is 10 tefachim high. That's where there's a problem. Also, the Mishnah says if you sleep under next parak hayashan, if you sleep under a bed in the sukkah, you're not yotzei. So isn't that right? Isn't that a stira? So again, we say no. That's about where it's 10 tefachim high. Tashma. Now this is where we got up to. Osha pires al gabi kinofos psula. Continuation of that, it says that if you spread a sheet, you spread a cover on kinofos, it's possible. So again, kinofos is a type of canopy. So again, isn't that a steer to Shmuel? So I'm going VSR or no. That's the Shmuel again talking about where it's less than 10 tefachim high. And this is where it is 10 tefachim high. But there's a brisa that doesn't say that it's less, that it's higher than 10 tefachim. To Tanya, we have a brisa that says as follows. Naklitin shnayim v'kinofos naklitin, a naklitin, that kind of canopy is only has two poles. One at the head of the bed, one at the front, the foot of the bed. And you hang a sheet over those poles. So that is two poles, and it's four poles. Piris, gabi kinofos psula, and the brisa on top of the kinofos is possible because that's and that's a real ohel. Gabi naklitin kshera, on top of naklitin would be a kasher, would be okay, because that is not called an ohel. Doesn't have a tefach space up on top. Ubilvad, ashalo yi naklitin gavom emita asara. When is it okay by naklitin? As long as him of the bed. So that's a limitation of the naklitin. So Michlal, says the Gemara, isn't the brisa, which brings two cases, the naklitin and the kinofos, talking about the same case. So just like there's a limitation by naklitin that it can't be higher than 10. Michlal, the kinofos, afa bishayin gavom an asara. In the parallel case, the kinofos are pasul, even if it's not kavo asara. It says the naklitin are kosher only if they're not kavo asara, as long as they're not kavo asara. So we see in the case of kinofos, even this canopy, even if it's lettered in the siska, steer and walls hold in was, you're allowed to be under it as long as it's not 10 tefachim high. So the answer is shiny kinofos to kivie. Kinofos are different because they're more kavua than naklitin. Having four poles are more of a kavua structure, and therefore by kinofos, that's when we say that even if it's less than 10 tefachim high, it's called an ol lahafsik. Even though Shmuel says by a kilo, which is something less steady, by a kilo, it's something that's not as kavua, so there, that needs 10 tefachim high, hafsik between you and the sukkah. But kinofos, gemara v'hari sukkah gabi sukkah the kaviyah, but remember what we had yesterday, but for regarding the psul of sukkah gabi sukkah, and there, the upper sukkah, we're talking about a kavua structure, now, says, shera kach pisula. Still, even though it's a kavua structure, you still need it to be the height of 10 tefachim, the minimum height of a kosher sukkah. So again, why should you see this? Why should there be a difference between a davar kavua and a davar kavua? So obviously, we see there's a difference between that earlier case and this case. Hasam to the mifsal sukkah ba'asara. Over there, where we were talking about how high of an upper sukkah do you need to passel the lower sukkah? So that requires high standard. Talking about passeling another sukkah. Hacha to the shvuyei ala. But here, all we're talking about is how much is considered a hefsek ohel. So now we're not talking about pasuk another sukkah, but how much is a hefsek ohel? So for that, says the Gemara, butzer me'asar na mi'havi ohala. Even less than 10 tefachim is considered an ohel, period. That is all the first version of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. We're going to have a second version on the second line of the next Amud, but first the Gemara has a little side comment. Amar of Tachlifa bar Bibi Amar Shmuel, a different statement of Shmuel. Hayashan bekila is a canopy naked. Motzi Rosho, and there's a halacha, as Rashi is going to quote, of V'lo Yira Bacha Erbas. There's really two halachas, but I'll mention one for now. V'lo Yira Bacha Erbas Dover, one is not allowed to say Kriyashma Neged Ha'erva. So this is Daraisa, quoted in Shulchan Aruch. One is not allowed to say Kriyashma Keneged Ha'erva. So what's the halacha? So if somebody's naked in the kilu, in the canopy, Kriyashma. Unbelievable statement, says Shmuel. All you have to do is to stick your head out of the canopy area, and there's no curtains on this canopy. You're just sticking your head out of the canopy area, and you can be Kari Kriya Shema. And why? Because, as Rashi explains, since the Kila, as Shmuel said, not Ohel, she was not separate Ohel, so therefore, don't say your head after where your body is. You don't say Holech HaRosh Acharubo, because it's not its own, it's not in its own space. Consider, there's not an own space, so the body's here, the head is here, and they're each in their separate domain. And if they're a separate domain, says Shmuel, it's just like clothes. It's just like you'd be wearing a shirt from your neck down. So too here, this Kila is like your clothes. That is the Chiddush of Shmuel. Rashi says, Lo amrin lo makam sherubo sham rosho nizrak. Right, it's just like you're sticking your head out of your shirt, you're sticking your head out of the kila. It's not a separate ohel, again, where we say that the rosh is nigrar after the body, but it's considered just you keep every part of the body where it is, and it's considered a mechitza, even though it's not an ohel. At the bottom of Tosis, one-liner, says Tosis, but there's a second issue usually when we discuss these items. Not just v'lo yira b'cha ervas davar, which Shmuel got out of sticking your head out of the kila, but there's something called libo roa esha erva. There's a separate halacha that you have to have a separation between your heart and the makama erva. That's separate from v'lo yira b'cha ervas davar. V'lo yira b'cha ervas davar can be solved with, let's say, one loose robe. But libo roa esha erva requires a hefsek, a belt, some type of separation. So says Tosis, Shmuel doesn't hold of that concept. Shmuel holds like the other opinion that there is no problem of libo roa esa erva. So look at that more in a minute. Let's just continue. So ask the Bryce, ask the Gemara now. Again, Shmuel says you can stick your head out. You're not sticking your head out. Says the Gemara, no, because that's talking about a case where the kila is 10 tefachim high. So there, the kila is a separate domain, it's a separate ohel. If it's a separate ohel, then he has to be defined as being a robe of his body is in the kila, so we'd be gerer his head to say his head is also considered as if it's in the kila, and therefore there's a problem of lir b'chayav as davar. It's also logical to say that Bryce is talking about it because none of the Bryce says halamaza dome. What is this compared to? La omid bebayis arim shel yotzi rosha chutz lachalon. What is this compared to sticking your head outside of the kila? Sticking your head out. The yikra kriyishma shema mina. So comparing it to a house, obviously we're talking about most houses are higher than 10 tefachim. So that's how you know the case of the kila is also talking about a case of higher than 10 tefachim. Just one more line, and then we'll talk about the other concept. Ubayis nami, on top, the Gemara ends off, and Rashi says this is a milsa ba'api nafshe. This is really a separate kind of statement. Even though the Gemara, the Braisa just said that a house also requires, remember what we just said before, that if you have some type of more kavua structure, you don't really need 10 tefachim. So right, the Gemara says, correct. Avo bishen kavo asara. By a house, you don't even need it to be 10 tefachim high. Even if it wouldn't be 10 tefachim high, keep it to kavia. A type of canopy which is more structurally sound, it's more kavua, that does not need 10 tefachim high to be called an ohel, to be mafsik between you and your schach, so too by a house. It's one discussion in the last simon in Hilchas Nida, really Hilchas Tevila, simon Reish, right before Hilchas Mikvos, simon Reish Aleph. Simon Reish, there's a long column and a half of Shach, a column and a half of Taz, talking about how when a woman goes to the mikvah, how does she make the bracha? Right, regarding there, and we'll go row as Shulchan Aruch there says. So one issue is that I think we mentioned before is the issue of over lasiyasan. How do you say what's the bracha before the tzva by tevila by a ger? There's ein brera because a ger cannot make the bracha beforehand because he's not Jewish. So he dunks and then he makes the bracha. But what about tevilas isha? So we said many have the minhag of making the bracha between tevilas. Let's say many women go different minhagim. They're tevilas more than once, at least twice. Many women have more, but either way, they'll make the bracha after one before the next one. So therefore, there is overlas yasa. But the other kasha is, what do you do with libra rosa erva? So says the Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish, tivshod chaluka v'titbol v'mo berchaaz tevarech achar shedikanes at tzavar b'mayim. After she goes into the water up to her neck, v'yem hein salulim, and if the water is clear, ochartan v'raglehom v'varechas. She moves around the water a little bit so it's not so clear, and in that way she creates a hefsik between her neck, let's say her head, and the rest of her body. So that separates, that solves the problem of a little yira b'cha ervas davar. Right? You shouldn't have a davar shebikdusha in a makam of an erva. Hagadra ma adds the yesh omrim shlo tavarech ad achar atzvila. Some say she shouldn't make the bracha until after the tefila. V'chei noagim says the Rama 500 years ago shlo achar hatefila ba'oda omedes b'zoch amayim mechasis atzma bebegada o b'chaluka umavarechas. The Rama says even while she's in the water, they used to throw her in a robe or a tent. towel. She used to make the bracha, and that's how she did it. The Shach and the Taz and all the Mepharshim point out that that is not our minhag. Maybe that was the minhag in Krakow, but it's not the minhag here. Our minhag is for a woman, for many women, and this is quoted by all the Akronim here, that a woman puts her arms together, covering her chest, and that creates a hefsik in the mayim. So there's a big discussion about whether that's enough for Liba Roas Erba. So the Akronim there, the Shach and the Taz point out that there are some Mepharshim that say that whole concept is only by a man, not by a woman. But Liba Roas Erba, that problem is only by a male, not by a female, and therefore maybe a woman doesn't have, the only issue by a woman is, well, you're a b'chayr v'zdavar. If that's the case, so this is enough to have that separation. Either what the Shulchan Aruch says, pushing the water around a little bit, but again, the minhag of B'nai Ashkenaz, and again, what the Achronim quote, is that a woman just to put the arm, put her arms on her chest, and in that way, able to create a hefsek b'chitz. Okay. Sorry. The Seir B'isha Erva is not the same type of Erva as other ervas, and a woman is not a daven. You know, first of all, that's not the same halacha of an erva as other mekomos hamechusim. That's the misquoted Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan. Some quote Aruch HaShulchan that says that a woman does not have to cover her hair anymore. Because women don't have to. Women go nowadays without hair covers, so they don't cover. Aruch HaShulchan never says that. Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchos Kriyas Shema says because many women in Bizman Hazeh, we see women all over the place with uncovered hair, so therefore you're allowed to say Kriyas Shema in front of a woman who has hair uncovered, because maybe le'inyin that halacha of treating it as an erba regarding Kriya Shema, so then fine, we do that. But he screams, he shries, Avonoseinu HaRabim, that it's not done. Chas v'shalom, that it's a lachachila. The Yevon has become a lachachila. Again, that's the only difference that the Aruch HaShulchan says regarding hair. Lishnachrina, second line. Amilo Amar Yudam Shmuel. So a different version of Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Again, Shmuel's first statement that Amud Beis had been, you're allowed to sleep in the kila as long as it's not 10 tzvachim high. So now Shmuel says, Mutar lishon v'kilas chasanim b'sukkah. A kilas chasanim is different than a kila. Rashi says, it does not have a roof. Right? It's svivos hamita v'gagam shupa k'shal. It's like more like the Nakhlitin case. It just has poles and it goes down. So you're allowed to sleep in a kilas chasanim in a sukkah. It's not called a hefsek. L'fisha ein l'gag. Because it doesn't have a roof, even though it is 10 tefachim high. So it's two different statements of Shmuel. So now we're going to ask the same questions. Basically, why there's a brisa that says if you sleep in the kilo in the sukkah, you're not yotzei. So I'm asking him, b'shiyish lagag. That's why I'm in a case where it has a roof, not a kilos chasanim. Tashma naklitin shayim kinofas arba. Naklitin has two poles, the kinofas has four, like the canopy. Piris agabi kinofas psula agabi naklitin ksheira. The kinofas case is puzzled. That's so called a hefsek ohel, and Naklitin is kshera. Ubilvad, shalo yu naklitin kvoa min amita saratachim. Right, as long as the naklitin are not 10 tefachim high off the bed, then it's kosher. Mashma hagavoa min amita sarat psula. Mashma that if this two-poled structure, this naklitin, was 10 tefachim high, so then it would be possible. Avim ishein lagag. We just said before, it doesn't have a roof, the naklitin. Naklitin and kilas chasanim are the same kind of structure. Just two poles, one at the head, one at the foot of the bed. Shmuel says that even if it's 10 tefachim high, it's still kosher to sit under it. While this Bryce is mashma, that if it is 10 tefachim high, it's possible. So Gemara answers, shani naklitin to kaviye. No, naklitin is more of a kavua structure. So naklitin, even though it doesn't have a roof, if it's 10 tzvachim high, you can't sit under it in the sukkah. Ask the Gemara, if you remember what we did 5 minutes ago. What did we do 5 minutes ago? We said that naklitin is not kavua related to kinofos. And now we say naklitin is kavua related to kilos chasanim. So says the Gemara, I kavi lebi kinofos. If it's kavua, then we're stuck on the question that we asked on the bottom of the previous amud, that even if it's less than 10 tzvachim, you know, it should be a problem if it's kavua. So the Gemara answers, it depends what you're comparing it to. Lagabi kinofos lo kavi, lagabi kilo kavi. When you compare naklitin and kinofos, we'll call kinofos most kavua. So kinofos is a problem, a canopy with four poles, halach lamaisa. Even if it's less than 10 tzvachim, it could be a problem because it's a davar kavua. The other extreme, kilos chasanim, even if it's 10 tzvachim high, but because it's such a not a kavua structure, such an arai structure, even if it's 10 tzvachim high, it's okay, because it ain't logag. And somewhere in the middle is the naklitin. It's more kavua than a kilos chasanim, so if it's 10 tzvachim high, it's a problem, but it is less kavua than kinofos. Period. Darsha Rabbanan, last statement regarding this issue. Mutar lishon bekila avabishesh lagag avabishesh kavo asara. The person is allowed to sleep in a kila, which is, again, one of these canopies, even though it doesn't have a gag, even though it doesn't have, it's not 10 tefachim high. So the statement seems to be against both Shmuels that we just said. The first Shmuel said, it's okay in a kila as long as it's not 10 tefachim high. The second statement said, it's okay in a kila as long as it doesn't have a roof. And now we just said it's mutter, even though it has a roof, and even though it is 10 tefachim high. So come on, who is this like? It's not like either of the Shmuels that we had. So we take Rabbi Yehuda, da'oma lo osi ol araya mavata lo keva. It's like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, which we're going to have later on in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, once you have an ol kavua, there is no ol araya under it that could ruin it. It's not, as the Mishnah says at the beginning of the second parak, chafam abeis, that's what the second parak is, we have another nine blot, Be'ezus Hashem, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, no'agin ayinu lishan tachas amitah b'fnei zakenim. Rabbi Yehuda said, we used to sleep under our beds in front of the zakenim, and they didn't say anything. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda's shita is, there is no ol structure in your sukkah that causes problems. Period. Even if it has a gag, even if it's ten tefachim high, period. What about lifnei hazakenim? Is that any raya? Maybe they're chayav l'hakam pnei rabba beregel. Maybe so. Again, we're not assuming that is the reason for Rabbi Yehuda here. Okay, we had many chidushim in that halacha yesterday. We said maybe there's no mitzvah b'zman hazeh according to the Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan according to the mitzvah eisan. We mentioned all those chidushim yesterday. But again, I guess here we're assuming not that. That it's not. Maybe it was a rebbe. Maybe they were. Maybe they were more colleagues, even though it calls them Sakanim. But Lema Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. So why didn't Rabbi Barav Huna just say the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? Why'd he make a statement which assumes like Rabbi Yehuda? Why didn't he just say the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? That no OLRI ruins. So I Amar Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, if he had just made that statement, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda in that Mishnah, Havi Amina Hanimili Mita Dulagaba Asuya. I would have thought, you know when he says you're allowed to sleep under a structure? A bed. A bed is made to sleep on, so therefore it's not made for its toch, for its space underneath. So there, if you sleep under it, so then it's not a problem. Because that's not made for usage under it. It's made for usage on top of it. So that's why it's not a problem. Avokilo de la tocha asuya emalo, but a kilo which is made for its insides, for its under, that might be a problem even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So kamash malan, that's why he had to make the statement, taima de Rabbi Yehuda de lo asi ol arayim b'vada lo keva, loshna mitav loshna kilo. That's why he had to make the statement that kilo is not a problem in the sukkah, period. And now we understand that's based on Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda really feels that it doesn't matter what kind of structure, even if a structure that's made for what's underneath it, it is still not problematic and does not ruin your sukkah. Again, this idea of whether something is made for what's under it and what's on top of it comes up. We'll talk about it in a couple, I don't know, maybe next year sometime, the Malacha Boneh in the Shabbos Shirim. So it has to do with, let's say, opening up tables and chairs on Shabbos. Folding tables and chairs. So if you open up a table, that's an ohel. You're creating a hefsek. So again, but a table is made to use what on top of it, not to use under it. That's why there is difference in halacha in the OLRI world of binyan b'shabbos. So that is this havamina has ramifications lamaskana in hilcha shabbos. But here the gemara just brings it in as a havamina. You might have been mechalik kamash b'lan. Both are mutter. Both are not a problem according to Rabbi Yehuda. What adding a leaf is a separate issue. But we say, but the evidence okay. Yeah. So some of Farshim might still point that out. Maybe is OL, so Rabbi Yehuda says, OL Keva versus Diras Keva. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says you need Sukkah, Diras, Keva, Be'inan. So according to that, so maybe that's why nothing would be able to ruin it. But according to the Chachame, maybe if they would hold, but it sounds like even if they would have more structural sukkah, you still have a problem, a more Kavua sukkah. But you're right, maybe you can link this to the other sheet of Rabbi Yehuda of Sukkah, Diras, Keva, Be'inan. Okay, next Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Hidla aleha esa gefen vesa dalas vesa kisus vesika chagaba psula. We had this quoted before. If a person pulls down a vine or a dalas is a gourd tree vesa kisus. We had the ivy. Rashi had said it goes up on the walls. Vesika chagaba psula. So if you bring all this schach, and this is the Mishnah. This is the Mishnah about the requirements of schach right here. So requirement number one, if you pulled all these trees over your sukkah and then you added a little schach next to it, psula, that's possible. Why? Because rule number one of schach is it can't be mechubar. It can't be still attached to the ground. That is psula number one. That's what Rashi says. Im sachin b'mechubar. Look what Rashi quotes as the makar. We'll get to another makar later. Da'amar ba'asbecha migarnecha miyekvecha b'psolas garen v'yakav akasim medaber. We're going to have a gemara later on, b'ezrim tomorrow. Rashi quotes a special pasuk. Ein mesachachin b'mechubar. Okay, we'll just keep that in mind. What if you added a lot more schach, osha kitzason, or you cut the branches so they're not connected to the ground anymore, kshera, then it is not a problem. Okay, zehaklal. Rashi said, the Gemara continues, this Mishnah continues, this is the rule. Kol shehuma, two more rules of schach. Kol shehuma kabal tuma ve'en gidulo min ha'aretz, ein mesachach in bo. Right, this zehaklal, the Ritva points out, is not like regular zehaklals, which is usually generalizing what we just said earlier in the Mishnah. This zehaklal is telling me something new. This is the rule. Anything that is makabal tuma, or ein gidulo min ha'aretz, or does not grow from the ground, ein mesachach in bo, you cannot use that for schach. Anything that's not makabal tuma, v'gidulo min ha'aretz, and grows from the ground, the sachach in bo. So if you read the Mishnah altogether, for some reason the Mishnah doesn't say zehaklal all three. The Mishnah says one requirement and then the other two requirements. Three rules of schach. It has to be detached, it has to grow from the ground, and it cannot be a davar ha-makabal tumah. Meaning if you fashioned a branch into a kli, that kli is now makabal tumah. So even though it's not mechubar, and even though it grew from the ground, still you wouldn't be able to use it. Again, this is against, there's a shita later on that we're going to have of Rabbi Yehuda on Daf Lamed Vav, where Rabbi Yehuda says you're only allowed to use lulavs and esrogs for schach. We'll get to that. There's a connection between luluv and sukkah. You can only use dvarim of the dalad and hadasim and aravas. Right? You're allowed to use of the dalad minim. But that we'll get to. This mishnah obviously is against that. The stam of the masisun, you could use anything that grows from the ground. Okay, we'll have to talk about ma'amid at a later date, meaning supporting the sukkah with a davar hamakabal tuma or metal poles. So is that, we mentioned that a little bit on Daf Beis, because on Daf Beis, the Gemara has a rhetorical question, are you going to tell me you can't use a mechitza shal barzel? So that Gemara is mashman, Reb Chaim thought that there's no problem with having the schach even directly on the metal poles, but we'll talk about that. The Chazon Ish was very, very strongly against that. Okay, Yosef, Rav Yosef was in front of Rav Huna, and he stated, and Rav Yosef stated, Osha Kitzason Kshera, the Gemara, what the Mishnah say, that if you pull these, the schach onto your sukkah, just cut them and now they're kosher. Is that all you have to do? Says Rav Yosef, in the name of Rav, I'm a Rav, Tzorech L'Naneya. Cutting them is not enough, you have to move them around a little bit. Now we're getting into the sugya of Taseh V'lo Min Ha'asui. There's a mitzvah of building, making a sukkah. You can't put the schach in a way which is incorrect, which is not good schach, and then do a different action which memela makes a good schach. So we mentioned before, Taseh V'lo Min Ha'asui, we mentioned the Meiri when we spoke about filling up your house to make the floor higher, so now within 20, now your schach is within 20 amos of your floor. So the Meiri there mentioned, you don't have to do anything with your schach there, because there your schach is totally kosher, and there's an external problem with the rest of the sukkah, so once you remove the external problem, then there's no problem of Taseh V'lo Min Ha'asui. It is considered you made it. Not that it's already made. But here, there's a problem with your schach. Here, it was mechubar. So if it was mechubar, says Rav, cutting it is not enough. You might have said, as the Gemara is going to say in a minute, maybe cutting it is considered ta'asa. You've now done a maisa begufa davar, and cutting it itself, ketzita sadavar, that's considered asiya. So Gemara, Rav Yosef quotes Rav and says, no, you have to actually shake it. Rashi, there's a chumra of Rashi here, quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Chumra of Rashi. Rashi, the end of this little lengthy Rashi. Rashi says, "What does Nianua mean? Shegmabia kol echad levado. To lift up each one. Each one you have to lift up. Not just like pick up a bunch. Each one. Shulchan Aruch quotes this as a lechatchila. Shulchan Aruch says, in Simen Tav Reish Chav Vav, Sif Beis, if you put branches on your sukkah and it's still attached, kosher. V'hushi inanea sheyigba kol echa levado umanicho v'chozer magbio chaveru manicho v'im lav psula mishum tase v'lo min ha'asi. So this is quoted, the Chronim say you should try to do this. It's a chumrah, but you should try to do this. This chumrah is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Amale Rav Huna ha-shmuel amra. So Rav Yosef said this in the name of Rav. So Rav Huna, who was sitting there, said, Shmuel said that. So Rav Yosef said, Rav said it. He said, Shmuel said it. Adin Rav Yosef liyapi. Rav Yosef got very upset. He turned around. Rashi says, Baka'as, in anger. So the Amar lay, Altamika minacha delo Amar Shmuel, Amar Rav Amar Shmuel. What, did I tell you that Shmuel didn't say it? I told you that Rav said it. So Rav said it and Shmuel said it. What are you getting so upset? So Amar lay Rav Huna. No, Rav Huna said, no, that's exactly my point. Hachi gaminacha, the Shmuel Amar v'lo Rav. Rav did not say it. I don't think Rav holds that. The Rav Achshuri Miksha, Rav says kosher even without doing anything. Gihad Rav Amram Chasida, Rav Matzchotel Parzuma, like Rav Amram Chasida. Okay, we're switching to tzitzis now. We're switching to tzitzis, why? Because tzitzis also has a requirement of Taseh Velomina Asi, Vasulahem tzitzis. So we're going to show that maybe we can prove she does Rav from tzitzis. Because Rav Amram Chasida put Tcheles on the beged of Inshi Beise, which usually means Inshi Beise. What does Inshi Beise mean? His wife. He put tzitzit on his wife's clothing. We'll get back to that in a second. Tzla on, and he hung them. And what did he do? He put the tzitzit in, but he didn't cut the strings. Imagine having one string, folding it over. Now you have two. Folding it over again. Now you have four. Folding it over again. Now you have eight. One string that has eight loops. And you stick that through your corner hole in your sukkah. So you have your strings hanging down. And then you do all the knots and you do everything. You make your beautiful tzitzis and it's all still one string. So now what? Now what do? That's what he did here. So he says he put the strings, one string through. Rashi says he shachach. He forgot. He forgot to cut them beforehand. Amazing. He forgot. But anyway, that's what Rashi says. Shachach. Tzlan v'opatka v'ruchi chudish. He didn't cut them. Asla kamid Rav Chiya Barashi. So Rav Chiya Barashi says, Amalei, hachi am Rav. You know what Rav says? Mifsik aneim sheirim. Just cut it now when it's kosher. What do you see? Psikasan zu hiasiasan. Cutting them is enough of an asiyah. You don't have to do anything else. So Chanami, so to here. Kitzitzasan zu asiyasan. Cutting the branches will be enough of the asiyah. You don't have to do anything more. So that's why Rav Yosef, that's why Rav Huna said, I think Rav disagrees. I think Rav says, compare tzitzis and sukkah, cutting the strings and cutting the branches. So says Rashi, this manda amar, the medium lines, this manda amar, Rav Amram must have held like a different opinion. The Achronim point out that they don't know where this opinion is, but it's a different opinion that holds that Uri Isim Oso, which we hold, Uri Isim Oso, Pra Lalila, we exclude night, either Ksus Lila or Zman Lila, not going to get into that now, but we exclude Lila from the Zman Tzitzis, making it a Zman Grama, which women are Pturos from. Rav Amram didn't hold that way. He said Ksus Uri Isim Oso, Prat Lebeget Suma, that a Beget of a Suma does not have to require Tzitzis. And really, tzitzis is a mitzvah asei shelo azman grama, according to Rav Amram, and therefore women are obligated. And that's what Tosfos says, also quotes other opinions, that it's a mitzvah asei she'ein hazman grama. Ask the Pnei Yeshua, why are they forced to say this? Why are they forced to say he was making tzitzis on his wife's begad? Why don't they say, maybe she was pturos? Why are they forced to say that he holds like this a chiyuv? Maybe they're pturos, but we know that women do many mitzvahs asei shelo hazman grama. Right? We know, week and a half, as Hashem, Rosh Hashanah, many shuls have separate blowings, tkiyas for women. Mitzvahs asei shelo hazman grama, women have pturos, but nashim sitkaniyas, women want to hear the shofar. They want to be misarif in the shofar. Many women shake a luav. And the Ramah paskins, b'nei Ashkenaz, they even make brachas. They make brachas, okay? B'nei Ashkenaz, they don't make a bracha. They're allowed to do it without making the bracha, but we, the Ramah Paskins, and we called Rabbanei Ashkenaz, say that women can make a bracha on a mitzvah that Pturah is from. And a man can make a bracha for them, and they can answer Amen. So maybe that's what he's doing here. Maybe he's putting on sits for his wife, and it is his matgrama, but he's doing it anyway. So the Pnei Yeshua leaves the Tzarachian, mitzvah liyashiv. Says, mitzvah liyashiv. So Sfasemis says, okay, I'll be miyashivit. Says the Sfasemis, 2 points. Would he be toreach so much? No, it's not so simple to put tzitzis. You ever try to put tzitzis on? You have to hold it. You have to put a bobby pin there to make sure you don't lose it. You wouldn't have to go through the tercha of putting tzitzis on his wife's beged if she was pturos. Yeah, that's what he says, number one. But he's being so tereach. So that is answer number one. Or he quotes the other issue. And that is maybe tzitzis is different. Right? And this is our minhag. Our minhag is, our tradition is, that even if women want, we pass consensus is as mangrama, so women are pturos. So women do shofar, and women do lulav, and women do other mitzvahs that they're pturos from. So what about tzitzis? So the Ramah already writes, women don't wear tzitzis. Women should not wear tzitzis, even if they want to. Various reasons given. The Ramah quotes the issue of yuhara. That's one idea. But the another reason quoted by the poskim is the Targum Yonas Menuziel. The Yonas Menuziel, I'm a Yulbash Gever Simlas Isha, Velo Gever Simlas Isha. On that pasuk, Targum Yonas Menuziel says, what's Beged Ish? Tefillin Vitzitzis. Tefillin Vitzitzis. That's the Sfasemis says, the second point. Because of that Targum Yonas Menuziel, also another reason why. Because again, the custom has become that women do not wear it, might have been because the custom has become that they don't wear it, so now it's determined as Beged Ish, and therefore they cannot wear it. But already, the Targum Yonas Menuziel already mentions it. Yeah.
You say women are pturos from tzitzis because it's mangrama. If you get a
Right. Correct. Even right. Correct. Even if they're pturus, but you have to do it the right way once you're going to do it. That's true. But he is putting fittas onto his wife's beged. So how does that? How is that a raya as far as MS and as the Pnei Yeshua that she's mechuyeves? So that's why he gave these two answers. There is a tshuva. If you've never seen it before, you should look it up. In Igros Moshe or Arachayim Chelak Dalet Simin Memtes Beinyan Hatnua Hachadasha Shel Hanashim Hashananos VaHachashuvos. This is his feminism tshuva, where he talks about, writes this to Rabbi Kelemer. Rabbi Kelemer from West Hempstead, he was a rabbi in Boston then, in Tavshin Lamed Vav, 1976, where he talks about many of these issues, about generally, and he quotes that it's impossible to change any ikar of the Torah. The Torah was written, you can't make a mitzvah that's a zman grama into not a zman grama. Etc. Umele, he talks about zman grama. Umele, zesha Torah padra, mi mitzvah zman grama, humina Torah. Vegam rabbanon lo chivam, kilo roba, zeshim tzorech lechayvon. Then it continues, maybe reasons behind zman grama. Nature never changes of people, no matter what generation you live in, Ramosha says. And then he quotes, what about tzitzis? What about women who want to wear a talus, who want to wear tzitzis? Says Ramosha, first of all, if somebody is choshka nafsho, l'kayim this mitzvah, and it's really totally pure intentions, maybe there's a havamina. I'll say no anyway, says Ramosha, but then there's a havamina. Then he says, I'm a pashut. He says, Arak v'choshka nafsho, l'kayim mitzvahs af shalon istavsa. Just like women want to hear shofar and want to wear a lulav. If it was the same kavanas and intentions, that would be fine. Ava mikivan she'ino l'kavana zu, ela mitzat taramus ala shem yisbarach al taraso. I want to wear tzitzis. I want to be just like everybody else. I want to equal. So says Moshe, obviously, with that attitude, especially in our day and age, anybody with that attitude, generally, again, speaking of generalization, but any woman who wants to wear a tzitzis or a talus, this manazeh, generally is not coming from the mentality of emunas chachamim and not coming from the mentality of tradition. And says that's based on Ramosha. And therefore, Adarabba, Maisa Isser, Shaha Isser, De Kfira, Shahoshavis, De Shayach, Shayia, is a Chiluf Bedini HaTorah. And Ramosha writes in the last paragraph, which is also a very important paragraph, the fact that women are Pturus from Mitzvah Zezman Grama is not a reflection of any less Kedushas Yisrael. It's exactly the same. Eved Kanani, less Kedushas Yisrael. Eved Kanani is the Schaiv and Mitzvah, is part of her Mitzvah Zezman Grama, that's less Kedushas Yisrael. Lamai Nafgamina, Tosef says in Gittin, Bracha. Torah says in Gittin, an Epikanani cannot make a bracha on a mitzvah that says Zman Grama. A woman can. Why? Because there's a p'tur. This is exactly the same kedusha. Every Jew has the same kedusha as Yisrael. Mi Moshe Rabbeinu ad the baby on the street. Everybody has the same kedusha as Yisrael. Okay. Different people are chayav different mitzvahs. Kohanim, Leviim, Klal Yisrael, the Yachid, men, women. Everybody has a different tafkid in life. But that's what Moshe says related to this issue. Yuhara, what Yuhara generally means, you're doing something that's going to bring undue attention to you. Whether the people are going to think you're a Balgaiva or just undue attention. That's what we mentioned in the Chumra Shir, Yuhara. So this also will bring undue attention. This will also bring undue attention. Sneas related. Yeah. Okay. Viter says the Gemara. The Saber Shmuel. Lo aminim sikas as well as the asan. So we just quoted that. According to Shmuel, cutting the schach and just leaving him on top is not enough. You'd have to do an active na'anua. Really? Bahatani Shmuel mishum Rabbi Yechiya. Shmuel said, itul sheikranes b'basa achas. What happens if you have a different case of tzitzis? Let's say you have a string that you fold it over a couple times and you put it through two corners across. You got the two corners through. And after you put it through two different corners, ksherin, and then you cut it, then it's kosher. Here, so this is even Shmuel. So my love, shekosher v'akach posek. Are we talking about a case where you did all the knots also? You did everything, and then all you do is cut? So then this would prove also that Shmuel says cutting is enough. You don't need any other action. Lo, sheposek v'akach kosher. No, this is a case where you put it through, and then you cut, and then you did all the knots. So the knot, that's the asiya. So ask the Gemara. So what's obvious then? Poser akach kosher my lameimer. So then what's the chiddush? If you hung it through the holes and then you cut it, then you did all the knots. Obviously, you did a positive action. Ma'od the tema b'inon kanaf b'shas psil v'leka kamash v'la. No, you might have said that you needed to be tall. You needed to be separated at the moment that you put it through the holes. The shas tliya kamash v'la. No, you don't go that far. The kshiros, the tying of the knots itself, that also is enough to be called tase. Meisvei. So we have a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, it seems, whether just cutting the schach without doing any other action, or just cutting the strings of your tzitzis without any other action, is that enough of ta'aseh v'lo mina'aseh? The Braisa says, if you hang the tzitzis without cutting the strings, they're pasul. So my lapsul ma'olam, doesn't that mean it's totally pasul, even if you cut them now? But tziyupta the Rav, the Kashan Rav, who says just cutting them would be okay. So I'm like, Rav, my psulim psulim ashivsku. No, Rav would translate psulim until you cut them. But once you cut them, so then it's good. For Shmuel, I'm psulim ma'olam. Shmuel, that would interpret pasul ma'olam, because it's not enough. You'd have to do a positive action. V'chenemar lady psulim ma'olam. V'chenemar basa amr Shmuel psulim ma'olam. Ikad Amrei Amr Abasa B'diavi Yuvda, or a different version. Rav Asa didn't say it in the name of Shmuel, but Rav Asa says the story happened with me. V'asa l'kami demar Shmuel v'amrei psul ma'olam. He told me it wasn't a psak, but it was a story that happened to me. Period. Meisvei. You have to take him out and make him separate. You have to could use him for one quarter and make him very long. There's no psul. There's no dichui eisol the sitzis. There's no dichui eisol mitzvahs. You can use it. If you use it properly, take it out. Vaiter meisvei tzlaan ve'achar kach pasal rashi chutin shalahem psulin. A brisa says if you hang them and then you cut this rashi chutin, it's pasal. So this brisa is beferish. Rob can't get out of this one because here it says if you cut them, they're still pasal. V'yotan yagabi suk, and also we have a brisa by sukkah. Tasev olomina asui mikan amru hidzal as hakevin v'sadolaf as hakisa v'sika chagavam psula. So we quote the Mishnah, and that's a problem of Tasav Olam and Asui. So, hey, dummy, what does it mean that's a problem of Tasav Olam and Asui? Ile mebishlo kitzasan, if they're not cut yet, so my argument is Tasav Olam and Asui. If the branches that you just pulled over the sukkah are not cut, so what's the Braisa saying? It's a problem of Tasav Olam and Asui. It's a problem of Mechubar. Typically, the Mechubar in Inu. It's Mechubar, it's not Tasav Olam and Asui. Ele bishlo kitzasan, it must be that it's a problem of that you did cut them, and it still says Vektani Psula. And it still says it's puzzle. So now we have two problems with Rav. The first brisa, which is beferish, even if you cut them, it's still puzzle by tzitzis. And we have the second interpretation of the Mishnah, which seems to say that even after you cut them, it's not enough just to cut. It's not enough. So Amalecha Rav, at least the second one we can get out of. Amalecha Rav, Hachamayaskinan, the case where it's not enough just to cut the branches on the sukkah, the Shalfinu Shalufei, to go Minkara Siya the two. It's a case where you cut them, but really, you left a branch. You ripped it with your hands. You didn't cut it cleanly. Rashi explains. So therefore, when you try to rip off a branch with your hand, you keep turning and turning and turning. Finally, it's separated, but it kind of still looks like it's connected to the tree, even though it's separated. When you cut it with a saw, you can see it's sawed off. But when you did this, you just so it's like still looks like it's connected. It's not nikar. And this is a chiddush of the Gemara. Your tas of alomina also has to be nikar lakol that it was an asiya. So that's the problem. 2 days in Tosfos, whether this is a psul d'oraisa or a psul d'rabbanan in the Shalfinu Shalufei. So mikom makom tzlon vaka pasa kasha l'rav. What about the first brisa? That's the lakasha on Rav. It's beferish against Rav. Even if you cut it, it's still pasul kasha. So that we don't answer. Period. The Shevet Alevi, Rav Azar has a tshuva where he points out tasav lo menasli is only a problem in creating chefsa shal mitzvahs. Tzitzis, sukkah, that's where you find it. He was asked to Shaila, what happens if somebody puts on tefillin and his shirt is stuck under his tefillin box? That after he puts on his tefillin, he notices, okay, he pulls the shirt out. So is his hanachas tefillin problematic? Says hanachas tefillin problem, is there a problem? So first of all, we're always moving around our tefillin. So there's always the end anyway. But he says, maybe there's not a problem, because that's in terms of an asiyas mitzvah, not an asiyas chesashol mitzvah. So said the Shevet Alevi in Chelik Beis, Kuf Nun Dalet, that maybe it only applies to chesashol mitzvahs and not to kiyim hamitzvahs. Okay, let's continue. There's an important ritva on this Gemara, just to remember, just mention it, and that is Rashi had quoted a separate psul for psul mechubar. The ritva, here we're not going to go to it now, the ritva just thinks mechubar is an outgrowth of tasav lo mina asui. It's not a separate psul. Mechubar is ein lecha asui gedola mizu, he uses. And that's why he tries to read the Gemara from our Gemara. It sounds like it's two separate things. Why are you saying it's a problem of tasav lo mina asui? It's mechubar. The ritva says, don't think these are two separate problems. Mechubar just means a real huge problem of tasav lo mina asui, not a separate problem of tasav lo mina asui. There's a machlokas between Rashi and the ritva whether mechubar is a separate problem, or that from a separate pasuk, or is it just a outgrowth of tasav lo mina asui. Period. Lema kitanoi. Let's say this machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, whether just cutting something is enough to be considered a tasav lo mina asui. Let's say that's a machlokas tanoi. Lema kitanoi. There's a machlokas later on between Rebbe and Reb Shimon Yosadav. Let's say you have a hadas. A hadas sometimes has some berries on it. So the halacha is if it has more berries than leaves, it's pasul. So what answer are you supposed to take off the berries before Yantif? Let's say you did it. Of Avalikton. So we discussed this in the past in Psik Reisha Sukkis. We'll talk about this later on when we get to Daf Lama Gimel. So of Avalikton. So let's say you took off the berries on Yantif. Puzzle. So that's still puzzle. You're not supposed to do that because it's misakin kli on Yantif. So let's say you did it. Puzzle divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says it's still a puzzle hadas. Puzzle divrei Rebbe Shimon ben Yotzadik. Chacham achshirin. Chacham no machshir. No problem. So what's this machlokus about? So savrua the kuli amalul sarach eged. So get into a new principle. We assume right now that everybody, both of these opinions, holds lulav sarech eged, that your lulav and your hadas and your arava must be bound together. Lulav sarech eged, meaning there's a concept of asiyas lulav. There's a concept of making your lulav. Making your lulav, how do you make a lulav? Make your lulav bound with the other two minim. So therefore, there would be a concept of tasav alomana asui by lulav. V'yalfina lulav misukkah. And we learn out lulav from sukkah. D'chsiv gabi sukkah tasav alomana asui. Tamayla. So maybe this is the machlokas. The madamash, the one that says just taking off the berries is enough. The machlokas is about, is this asui? Or is this tasav? The one who's machshir says, man savar man amrinan gabi sukkah kitzisas zu asiyas. And the one who says kosher holds by sukkah, just cutting the branches would be enough of an asiya. The gabi lulav nami amrinan lukitas and zu asiyas. And by lulav two, it would be enough to say just taking off the berries would be enough of tasav man asui. That's enough. Umad the pasul, the one who says it's possible to do this, savar lo amrinan gabi sukkah zu asiyas, holds by sukkah, it is a problem, like Shmuel. The gabi lulav nami lo amrinan gabi zu asiyas. So isn't that what the machlokas is about? Rav and Shmuel is the same machlokas. The Gemara says no. There are two other possibilities what the machlokas might be about. Number one, lo tekuli amalor meaning gabi sukkah sukkas zu asiyasan. Maybe everybody agrees to Shmuel that it's not enough just to cut the branches. V'hachav emelav lulav bisukkah kamiflagi. And the machlokas is here whether you learn lulav from sukkah. By sukkah, everybody agrees it is not enough. Is it enough by lulav? Because remember, it doesn't say beferish va'asu in the Torah by lulav. Even if you say lulav tzarech eged, it doesn't say the word va'asu, so maybe it's different. So ma'ad ma'achshir sarva lo yapin lulav misukkah. The one who's ma'achshir says sukkah it's a problem, but lulav is not a problem. Ma'ad apostle sarva yalfin lulav misukkah. And the one apostle says no, you can learn lulav from sukkah. So that's another way to explain that they're not arguing about our issue. V'ba'yisema or isfir lan lulav tzarech eged kulam lo pligi. No. If you would hold that lulav really requires an eged, requires to be bound together, then we would say you do learn lulav from sukkah, and therefore it would be a problem here. The machlokas here is gufa about that. Do you require to be oged your lulav or not? That's the machlokas. If you require to be oged your lulav, so then there's an issue of tasav rabban asui, and therefore this would not be enough. If there's no idea of a lulav tzarech eged, so then there's no issue of tasav rabban asui, so then there wouldn't be a problem here. And really, this issue of tzarech eged or not is a parallel in the following machlokas tanoim. The Tanya lulav bein aged bein aged kasher. The Tanakhama says you don't require to be ma'aged your lulav. Rabbi Yehuda omer aged kasher bein aged pasher. Rabbi Yehuda says no, it has to be aged. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's the source? Why does Rabbi Yehuda require eged? Yalav lakicha lakicha meikudas esav. He learns it out from the group of materials that we dip into the dam by a mitzora. Lakacha agudas esav. Kizifasam lakacha meikudas esav. There uses the verb of lakicha. Kizifacha lakacha mechamayam rishon. So we have a zera shava malahalim bagud. Just like there, it has to be wrapped together, strung together. So too here, it has to be strung together. The Rabbanan didn't have the Mesorah of that Gzeirah Shava. Rashi here says, we're going to have it later on in Daf Lamed Aleph, also, ain't Adam done Gzeirah Shava me'atzmo. You don't make up your own Gzeirah Shavas. So if you don't have a Mesorah from your Rebbe about Gzeirah Shava, so then you don't have to learn it. Period. Come on, Ozla. So then Gemara ends off. Hadatani lulav mitzvah la'agdavim la'agdav kasher. So we have a middle opinion. We have an opinion that says there's a mitzvah to be ma'agid you lulav, and if you are ma'agid, it is kosher. So who's that like? E Rabbi Yehuda ki la'agdav my kosher. If it's like Rabbi Yehuda, or only Rabbi Yehuda says you need to be the eved. E Rabban my mitzvah. Rabban say, what do you mean? I'm my mitzvah. Why is it even a mitzvah? Right, and so Gemara answers the Olam Rabbanan. He really, it's the Rabbanan. And because of the din of Hidr Mitzvah, that's why there's a Lachadchila to do it. And that's what we try to do. Lulav Sarach Eged, Lachadchila, that's what the Rabbanan say. The Ritva here says, it must be Hidr Mitzvah is a din to Rabbanan. Because the Ritva statement is, Ein Lachalek Bein Lachadchila Lebidieved Bedinim Daraisa. There's never a difference between Lachadchilas and Bedieved when it comes to Dinim Daraisa. Only Bedinim Darabbanan. That's said by the Ritva. It's said by Tosas in a number of places also in Shas. And many Achronim leave it b'tzarach iyun, because we do find sometimes that there are mitzvahs that are lachatchila. Look at the Mishnah in Yevamos on Daf Kuftal. The Mishnah says there are different parts of the chalitza process. There's rakika, spitting. There's kriya. The kriya is a parsha. The Mishnah says if you didn't do kriya, it's okay. So that's lachatchila and kevet. So there are many. There are many examples that lachatchila you try to do something a bit d'yevet. This is the Rav Yosef Engel has a whole article about this where there seems to be many halachas, right? Hashma la'aznav. The Gemara talks about being in Maseches Brachos, hearing what you say. So we say but d'yevet is okay even if you didn't. Or mashmi la'aznav. So there seem to be many halachas of dinim d'araisa that are okay but d'yevet. Okay, but that is the statement of the Ritva here. Okay, there's something as an important sugya to talk about on Luv Sarach Eged. But I'll do that the first 5 minutes tomorrow. Everybody, please try to come on time, because it's exciting ideas. And obviously, but the next few lines, it's all about Anane HaKavod versus Sukkos Mamish. That's the first part of tomorrow's daf. So everybody, please, hopefully we'll see you tomorrow.
If you have a Sukkos Mamish, so what does that have to do with Kavua or not? It's a halacha in daf.
Right. So the Gemara here, we're not defining Ohels like we do.